The VMRC Commission come in order. May we stand for benediction and pledge of allegiance.
May we pray. Holy and merciful God, in your presence, we confess our sinfulness, our shortcomings, and our offenses against you. You alone know how often we have sinned in wandering from our ways, in wasting your gifts, in forgetting your love. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, for we are ashamed and sorry, for we have all done things to displease you. Forgive our sins and help us to live in your light and walk in your ways. Bless our legislators, dear God, as they prepare a new budget for Virginia. Put into their hearts and minds to be bipartisan in these and other matters for the benefit of the citizens of the Commonwealth. Amen.
Please face the flag and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Was it for a new Jaguar?
You have your agenda?
We appreciate you all coming this morning. You'll be asked to speak about the issues that you came to present to the commission. You'd be given ample time. We ask you to be as brief as possible. We have a long agenda today, and the ones that might speak behind you not repeat themselves of what you said. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda? Any additions or changes, Mr. Grab? Jack?
I move.
Rick?
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval.
All right.
Second.
Agenda's been... All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
You've had a chance to look at the minutes of a previous meeting. What is the pleasure of the commission?
Mr. Chairman, move for approval as presented.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded, but all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I abstain in that I was absent.
Thank you, sir.
And I abstain also. I was absent.
Thank you, sir. I'll now swear in the staff. All that testify today with Vims. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, not, and so help you God.
I do, sir.
Thank you. Page 2 items, Mr. Greb.
Garrison, members of the commission, good morning. As you know, the page 2 items are those projects which are in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a public interest review and for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. We have 10 page 2 items that we're presenting to you to this morning. Very briefly, 2A, IMTT and Chesapeake requesting authorization to maintenance dredge 13,000 cubic yards and the new initially dredged 7,100 cubic yards of material to provide maximum depths of minus 38 feet at their facility on the southern branch Elizabeth River in Chesapeake. All of the dredged material will be transported to the Craney Island. We are recommending approval with the additional conditions of a pre-dredge conference and post-dredge bathymetric survey. Furthermore, in keeping with the code, we're recommending a royalty of $3,195 be assessed for the dredging at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. 2B, William Tenders requesting authorization to construct and backfill 509 feet of replacement bulkheading at his property along the Lynnhaven River in Virginia Beach. And we are recommending a royalty in the amount of $1,018 for the filling of state unsubmerged land at a rate of $1 per square foot. 2C, Dominion Virginia Power is requesting authorization to install 2,090 linear feet submerged electrical transmission line beneath the Chickahominy River, downstream of the Route 5 bridge between Charles City and James City counties. We're recommending in this instance a royalty of $6,270 for that crossing at the rate of $3 per linear foot, as well as an in-stream time of year restriction for the period February 15th through June 15th to protect the anadromous spawning species. 2D Old Point Comforts requesting a modification to a previously approved permit. They wish to increase the number of slips from 30 to 35 that were approved and to decrease the size of an L head from 51 or 2 51 foot by 20 foot at their facility on the Hampton River in Hampton. 2E Cornelius G. Aubin Jr. is requesting authorization to install 400 feet of stone riprap, the toe of which may encroach a maximum of 10 feet channelward of the deteriorating bulkhead at his property on Chesapeake Bay in the Peaceful Beach Estates subdivision, Northampton County. 2F Virginia Electric and Power Company is requesting authorization to dredge up to 2,824 cubic yards of material. This is in conjunction with or as a result of a consent order with the Department of Environmental Quality. It is related to a coal ash discharge remediation plan at the facility along Farrar Gut James River in Chesterfield. And as a result of that, we are not recommending that a royalty be assessed for the dredging of this material. 2G Mid-Atlantic Broadband is requesting another modification to their permit. They wish to add an additional fiber optic line crossing of the Stanton or Roanoke River along the Route 360 corridor between Halifax and Charlotte counties. We are recommending a royalty in the amount of $780 for the encroachment, and that's actually over 260 feet of state-owned bottom at a rate of $3 per linear foot. 2H, the Corps of Engineers, is requesting a modification to a current time-of-year restriction, which runs between February 15th through September 30th for their permit for the overboard placement of dredged material in conjunction with the Tri-Belt Shoals dredging. Due to a lack of the shellfish resources and after coordination with both in-house staff and the Virginia Institute of Marine Science, we are recommending approval of a new or modification to the time of year restriction, which will result in it being February 15th through June 15th, and that's strictly for anadromous spawning species and eliminates the shellfish. 2I and 2J, or BAE Systems Norfolk Ship Repair. In the case of 2I, they're requesting authorization to maintenance dredge on an as-needed basis up to 150,000 cubic yards of material and to initially dredge 33,000 cubic yards from an area along their shipyard measuring 3,600 by 800 feet to maximum depths in various areas of minus 64 to minus 25 feet. This is their facility on the southern branch Elizabeth River. In this case, all of the dredged material will be transported to the Corps' Crane Island disposal area. Again, we're recommending a pre-dredge conference, post-dredge bathymetric survey for compliance monitoring, and a royalty in the amount of $14,850, and that would be for the initial dredging of the 33,000 cubic yards at 45 cents a cubic yard. Finally, 2J, again, BAE Systems, is requesting authorization to repair and expand Pier 3 and its associated fender systems. The new dimensions of Pier 3 and the slip on the north side of the pier will be 705 feet long by 506 feet on the south side. The pier will be a new dimensions of 58.5 feet wide. This will impact 5,300 square feet of state unsubmerged lands at the facility on the southern branch of Elizabeth River. As I said, there was no opposition in response to these applications, but I or members of my staff would be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions to the commission? I hear a motion for approval.
I move to approve.
Thank you. Mr. Chick, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Robbins. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion is carried. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that this meeting be recessed and that the Commission immediately reconvene in closed meeting for the purpose of consultation with legal counsel and briefings by staff members pertaining to actual or probable litigation or other specific legal matters requiring legal advice by counsel as permitted by subsection A, paragraph 7 and section 2.2-3711 of the Code of Virginia pertaining to Williamson versus VMRC.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Mr. Holland. We will be recessed for just a little while, hopefully. Thank you.
Thank you.
No. Need a vote? Mr. Chairman, I believe we need a vote on that motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Okay.
Session, Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Whereas the Commission has convened a closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.2-3712D of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by this Commission that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now therefore the Commission hereby certifies that, to the best of each member's knowledge, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements under Virginia law, and only such public business matters as were identified in the motion by which a closed meeting was convened, were heard, discussed, or considered in the closed meeting by the Commission.
Have a roll call for approval.
Need a second, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Need a second. Second, Mr. Holland. Mm-hmm. Roll call. Mr. Holland.
Aye.
Ms. Schick.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Bowden.
Aye.
Mr. McCluskey.
Aye.
Mr. Robbins.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Chair. Chair votes aye.
Sir.
Chair votes aye.
Chair votes aye.